Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called Why Are Rodents a Problem in Portland? Let me hit you with a startling fact right off the bat. Portland is currently dealing with one of the worst rodent situations on the entire West Coast. We've seen a whopping 20% jump in rat complaints since 2020. And trust me, that's not just because people are home more and noticing their unwanted roommates. You know, Portland's basically built like a five-star resort for rats. Think about it. We've got these ancient sewer systems that rats treat like their personal subway network. Our gorgeous tree canopy, that's basically a rat roof. And don't get me started on our amazing restaurant scene. It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet for our furry friends. Here's where things get interesting. Climate change is actually giving these critters an extended vacation. Our winters aren't what they used to be, so fewer rats are checking out during the cold season. And those urban gardens we're all so proud of? They're providing a year-round snack bar for our uninvited guests. Now, let's talk dollars and cents. These rodents are costing Portland businesses some serious cash. We're looking at property damage north of $2 million every year. And that's not even counting the health risks these little guys bring to the table. They're basically walking petri dishes, spreading contamination wherever they go. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah over in the Pearl District. She owns this fantastic little restaurant, and last year she came in one morning to find that rats had thrown themselves a party in her storage room. They destroyed $30,000 worth of supplies, everything from packaging to dry goods. She had to shut down for 3 weeks for cleanup, and let me tell you, she came this close to having to close up shop for good. But here's the good news. You don't have to let it get that far. There are three things you can do right now. First, seal up those entry points. If you can fit a pencil through it, a rat can squeeze through it. Second, clear away outdoor food sources. Yes, that means securing your compost bins. And third, the moment you suspect something's up, call in the professionals. Don't wait until you're playing catch-up with a full-blown infestation. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.